Lesson 47. Jehovah strengthened Elijah. Jezebel heard what happened to the Baal prophets, and she was very angry. She sent a message to Elijah. "Tomorrow, you will be dead like the prophets of Baal." Elijah became very afraid and ran away to the desert. He prayed, "Jehovah, I can't take any more. Just let me die." Exhausted, Elijah fell asleep under a tree. An angel woke him up and gently said, "Get up and eat." Elijah saw a round loaf of bread on heated stones and a jug of water. He ate and drank and went back to sleep. The angel woke him up again and said, "Eat. You need strength for your journey." So Elijah ate some more. Then he traveled for 40 days and 40 nights until he reached Mount Horeb. There Elijah went into a cave to sleep. But Jehovah spoke to him. He said, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" Elijah answered, "The Israelites have broken their promise to you. They destroyed your altars and killed your prophets. Now they are trying to kill me too." Jehovah told him, "Go and stand on the mountain." First, a powerful wind blew past the cave. Next, there was an earthquake, and then a fire. Finally, Elijah heard a calm, low voice. He covered his face with his coat and stood outside the cave. Jehovah then asked him why he ran away. Elijah said, "I'm the only one left." But Jehovah told him, "You are not alone. There are 7,000 in Israel who still worship me. Go and appoint Elisha as prophet in your place." Immediately, Elijah went to do what Jehovah had told him. Do you think that Jehovah will also help you when you do what he wants you to do? Yes, he will. Let's find out about something that happened during the drought. Do not be anxious over anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, along with thanksgiving, let your petitions be made known to God. Philippians 4:6. Questions. Why did Elijah run for his life? What did Jehovah tell Elijah? 1 Kings 19:1-18 and Romans 11:2-4.